your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the different areas of our lives. We like to start the program with a scripture reading. We're going to the Psalms in the Old Testament. Today we're reading from Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. This has been on my heart this week. It goes like this. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. That is Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. I highly encourage you to go back and read the entire passage. It's awesome. Well, anyway, thanks for joining us on this show. We share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, in hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this show. We share the Word. We pray that God will open up your heart to receive the Word today and also give you eyes to see and ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. We have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes. We also have a website, everydayfaithradio.com. Please check it out. Again, thanks for joining us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. I'm going to take a quick break, and you are in for a treat today. Be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today on the program with us. We have back with us singer-songwriter from South Africa, Andre de Villiers. Andre, thanks for being on the show.
It's good to be here, Jeff. Good to see you again.
It's great to see you, my brother. For our listeners, would you mind starting off just telling a little bit about your ministry today, what you are doing serving the Lord these days?
Well, I travel around the world just sharing the monuments and the stories that God has weaved through my life and my kids, how he's taken us through certain events, and just monuments to his goodness and his kindness. And I travel all over the world to prisons, churches, and schools doing that.
I love the calling that God has on your life, and he's used your gift in such a profound way. A commercial artist in South Africa had an incredible kind of faith journey, and now serving the Lord through this incredible gift of yours. Could you tell for our listeners, and of course we're going to ask you to play a song here in a little bit, but could you tell our listeners a little bit the difference that your faith has made in your life? Like, what a difference that has made for Andre de Villiers.
Well, a huge difference. I mean, to have purpose, to have a sense of purpose, to be able to put in as opposed to take out. And just to be able to serve God's people, to always sign off any letter that I write to my local church, for his church, from our church. And so I like to, you know, I like to go add value wherever I can to what the work that God's doing around the globe. And so that's what I do. I just traipse around just sharing God's goodness wherever, and I listen.
A question that we ask on this program quite a bit. I'm curious how this applies to you. People hear from God different ways. For me, the entry point of hearing from God is through his word. And I read his word, and I get just revelation and inspiration and wisdom. I'm wondering, for you, the singer-songwriter, how do you hear from God? How does God download a message to Andre de Villiers?
Well, invariably the songs have to do with, like, they're very personal things, how God intervenes in events in my life. So as events happen, I start journaling them, and I start then the songs, when the songs get finished, it's about how God has brought the situation to resolution. Mm-hmm. And so the stories of the songs always become about Him and His work in my life, not about something that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But also scripture, and it's a wonderful thing, as you say, like how we can have the subjective side of hearing from God, and thank God we have His Word, so yes. we can objectively check out everything that we're experiencing subjectively.
Before we ask you to play a song for our listeners today, I'm wondering if you can think through kind of the memory book of your life. One thing we've covered recently on this program is lessons from the valley. We've talked about that for a few weeks. You know, in life, we have mountaintop experiences, and then we have these valley experiences. Mm. It can be very dark and very lonely. Today, I led the show with a passage from the Psalms, and it seems to me I keep getting drawn to the Psalms when I'm trying to deal with a valley experience of my own, because King David wrote most of the Psalms, and here he is, you see him and hear him, read about him, crying out to God during these valley experiences. I mean, I've never seen anybody that authentic, and yet I feel like sometimes I get to kind of ride along as I read, particularly the Psalms, but I read through God's Word, and you get to kind of see the life of David. What I'm going with on this, Andre, is during the valley experiences of your life, is there a lesson or two that kind of jumps out at you kind of through your memory book of your life during the tough part of your life? Is there a lesson or two that you'd share with our listeners?
Well, there's a whole bunch. As you know, I've been through a number of issues in both my family and that, and God has brought us through. But the interesting thing for me is I don't know how I could possibly understand what a mountaintop is unless we've been in a valley. Mm. I always say to people, I think the thing that we measure joy with is misery. Wow. That's when you experience one, you know what the other one is clearly. Mm-hmm. And so God has taken me through some very deep valleys, and therefore I understand His goodness and His kindness when we look back on the monuments of what He's done in our lives and His goodness.
Yeah. Mm, that's good. I'll tell you one thing, and Andre, we're going to ask you to play a song for us here in just a second, but when I read about the life of Paul in the New Testament, one thing that he wrote in his epistle to the 2 Corinthians, he says, my grace, his message, the message he received from God, God said to the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. Mm. And during what was appeared to be kind of a valley experience of Paul's life, you know, he's crying out to God saying, can you remove this quote-unquote thorn in the flesh? Mm. And the Lord is, his response is, my grace is sufficient for thee. For me in my life, Andre, until you've experienced that, it's hard to really relate to that. But for me, during some of the highs and lows, particularly the low and the valley times, I have learned that there is incredible truth and power in that statement when you realize, okay, what he's saying here applies to you and me and to all the listeners, is that God's grace is sufficient. Mm. And in our weakness, oftentimes you will see God's power will be made perfect through our weakness. And so I just share that for our listeners. For anybody who's going through a tough time, is if you can turn to the Lord and really kind of cry out and reveal your heart. Ask the Lord to come in and He'll reveal Himself. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're with Andre de Villiers. We're going to ask Andre, singer-songwriter from South Africa, what do you want to play for us?
I think I'm going to play a song about God's church that I wrote.
Let's hear it.
The church, a song for His church, about His church. I believe very much in the local church. As I said, I always sign off for His church from our church. And so it's a song called First Things First. Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the heat, from the north to the south, to where the oceans meet, there is shade here under the tree, there is strength in our unity, there is a river to quench your thirst, When you put first things first, first you listen, then you speak. First the strong must help the weak. First you sow, and then you reap. You'll always be remembered by the promise you keep. There are branches on this tree, reach as far as the eye can see. We've got roots, go down deep, in every town, in every street. There's shade here under the tree, there's strength in our unity. There's shelter when the clouds burst, when you put first things first. First you listen, then you speak. First the strong must help the weak. First you sow and then you reap. You'll always be remembered by the promise you keep. When you put first things first, it's never wrong to do what's right. Through the clouds the sun will burst. When you put first things first, you'll be amazed what you see.
I forget.
I love it. Let me pick it up. You'll be amazed what you see with a new horizon. Come up here and let me show you things we get by on. There is shade here under the tree, there is strength in our unity. There is a river to quench your thirst when you put first things first. First you listen, then you speak. First the strong must help the weak. First you sow and then you reap. You'll always be remembered by the promise you keep.
Andre DeVillier,
yeah,
I love it. I love it. You're the best. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of our interview with singer-songwriter Andre DeVillier. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, what a treat, from South Africa, singer-songwriter, my good friend Andre DeVillier. Andre, we're going to ask you to sing two songs on this time, so I'm only going to ask a couple questions, but I do like to know about your ministry, because I am very interested about what happens when you minister in the jails. Let's go there first. What do you see? What's it look like? Kind of what's the experience as you bring the message of the gospel through your musical talents to the inmates in prison? What's that like?
Well, I think Pastor Pete summed it up perfectly the other day when we were sharing together, that it doesn't really make any difference where you are, whether you're in a prison or a high school or a country club. The message is exactly the same. Wow. In fact, I always tell people, if the message doesn't resonate across every demographic, there's something wrong with the gospel you're preaching. Mm. And so it's just, prison's a wonderful place to be, and a country club's a wonderful place to be. Mm. It's just good to be able to share the goodness and kindness of God.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you would think that, that perhaps when you're in prison, that maybe because so much has been kind of taken away from you at that point, that maybe, you know, of course I would consider that a valley experience for someone if they're in prison, and maybe that becomes fertile ground, that maybe their heart becomes maybe a little bit more receptive because there's less distractions and maybe they're searching a little bit more.
Well, that definitely is the truth, because all the stuff that's outside is stripped away.
Yes.
What that's left there is, and you don't need to tell them they're sinners, they know that.
Mm.
You don't need to tell them any of that stuff. They're looking for the goodness of God, the grace of God, and they're looking for redemption. Outside, the difference, only difference, the same people, they've just got all kinds of stuff, shields, and I heard people mention about little idols that they got that they put up, and how God, in the prison, that stuff just gets stripped away, and it's just you and God, and plenty of time to pray, and plenty of time to reflect on your life, and what you want to do with it, and what you would have God do with it.
Mm-hmm. What about the forgiveness message? Let's stay in your prison ministry for a little bit. It seems to be, and it might not just be in the prison, but it seems in general people have a challenge with feeling that they can receive forgiveness from the God of the universe. Mm. That seems to be a difficult task for people to get their arms around, that you can be forgiven, the slate can be wiped clean, you can start a new life. Oftentimes, whether you're, again, in, as you mentioned, in the prison or in the country club, oftentimes you think, you have too long of a rap sheet. I've done too much. Mm. I'm too far gone. Mm. And the message of the gospel is the exact opposite, is that God wants to reach out.
Yeah.
Talk about the forgiveness and the importance of that, sharing that message, no matter where you are.
Well, I'll tell you an interesting thing. You know that I've ministered in death row, and the interesting thing is the death row in Texas, the people that minister in there actually call it life row, because those people have got nothing other than God, and the expectation of meeting him soon.
Mm.
So there's a very intense presence of God in that place. Mm. But in terms of forgiveness, I think the hardest thing for us human beings is to be compassionate. And the reason for that is if you haven't experienced, if something hasn't touched your life, it's really hard to have compassion for it.
Mm.
So I always use death row, it's a good example because it's so extreme. Of, you know, one might have an academic view of something like the death penalty, whatever it might be. But the truth of the matter is, when you go in there and you meet the person's mother, for the sake of argument, begging for their child's life, I'm not saying your opinion of the death penalty will change, but all of a sudden compassion comes because there's an understanding of what you're dealing with. And it's the same with all forms of criminals, and we're all sinners, and we're all short for the glory of God, and we need this compassion. And the only way for us to give that compassion is to get our hands dirty.
Amen. That's good stuff. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're with our friend Andre de Villiers, singer-songwriter from South Africa. Will you play us another song, my friend?
Sure. This is the song that I wrote and sang on death row. It's a song called Passing Through. Can I play that one?
Yes, I love that song.
My eyes always look up to where my Redeemer comes from. My feet want to run to you, 'cause heaven is where we belong. We're just passing through. God's poetry in motion, made to worship you while we're passing through. When I look where I have come from, it's easy to see where I'm going to. I've learned the hard way, there is no easy way, so I'm gonna fix my eyes on you while I'm passing through. God's poetry in motion, made to worship you while we're passing through. There's no way I can conceive of all the good things you have prepared. Oh God, I'm in awe of you. I live my life happy, scared, while I'm passing through. God's poetry in motion, made to worship you, while we're passing through, while we are passing through, while we are passing through.
This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we have our good friend Andre de Villiers, singer-songwriter from South Africa, who is passing through Charlottesville, and we are so glad that you came to join us. You've really changed a lot of lives with your ministry and your testimony, so just thank you for who you are.
Well, thanks. Good to be your friend.
Well, I'm wondering, speaking of friends, any of our friends on the radio who have not yet found faith in their lives, what would Uncle Andre say to somebody who just, they're not there yet, and they're searching, but they haven't found faith? They haven't found an active, vibrant faith in their life. What advice would you have for them?
Just call out to God. He sees your heart. He sees your need for him. Just call out to him and he will respond.
That's great stuff. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. It's really that simple. And we tend to try to complicate it, make it difficult, do this, do that. But it's really a heart issue at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Well, Andre, while you're here, we really want to play another song. And then we'll say a prayer at the end for our listeners. You have a little something special for us.
I believe today is Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
So let's do a thing for the moms here.
Yes.
I was also being interviewed on a radio station like this one time, and the guy asked me if I could prove to him that God exists. Mm. So I said, yes, my wife. She's living proof.
Mm.
And this is a song I wrote for her called Living Proof.
Mm.
I got a crush on you, babe. I start to gush when I speak your name. They told me the stuff wears out, so how come I still feel the same? From day I set eyes on you, there was never a doubt. I always knew this is how it would be. I got you and you got me. You're living proof that God exists. How much he must love me. I can move a mountain and I can walk on the sea. You bring out the best in me. Infatuation, I don't think so anymore. We've been around the block a few times. Looks like we're going around some more. Knowing everything you knew, you still chose to see it through. You put your trust in me, and you saw all that I could be. You're living proof that God exists. How much he must love me. I can move a mountain and I can walk on the sea. You bring out the best in me. I believe in you and me. I believe in the family. I believe nothing happens by chance. I believe in this romance. You're living proof that God exists. How much he must love me. I can move a mountain, and I can walk on the sea. You bring out the best in me.
Andre DeVilliers, thank you so much. Your music, your ministry, your life has just been a blessing to so many people. So thank you for passing through Charlottesville and being with us today on the program. You are awesome, my friend.
Oh, bless you. Thanks so much.
Well, I want to close the program I did want to take the opportunity to say Happy Mother's Day to all of our wonderful women that are listening to the program. In particular, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to my mother who listens to the show. And, you know, the words that you spoke in your song or that you just sang, Andre, says, you bring out the best in me. I've been so fortunate to be raised by a woman who brings out the best in me. And then I also married an incredible woman, Mo Gaffney. So I'm thankful for both of these women, thankful for the time that I had with Peggy Kessler, who was my mother-in-law. She's going to be with the Lord. But I want to really say a blessing, Andre, to you, to your family, to all of our listeners, and in particular, the mothers that are tuning in today. I want to say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Uncle Andre, thank you again so much for being with us today. And to all of our listeners, again, Happy Mother's Day, and thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week on the program for another edition of Everyday Faith Radio.
Heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.